Hey, one more, my prize.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. May I start by getting your zip code, please?
13205.
13205. Thank you for that. And the first and last name?
I think it's under my name. It's Beth Salinas.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's see if I can locate you here.
Yeah, because I need to cancel the subscription.
Okay, I see. Let's see if I can locate you, Mr.
Oh, I just opened this right when I got a text in my pocket. Fucking A.
And just to make sure I've got the right zip again one more time, that was 13205?
Yes.
Okay. Could it possibly be under a different first or last name?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Just checking. I'm not seeing you here on the list here, but I do have a couple of other options to try to search.
You guys
just
mailed me the kettle of sun bottle of pills, and it came in my name.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, let's see if we can use another method here. I've got, I've got a couple of other ways to search here. Do you happen to have, by chance, maybe any of the order numbers that were sent out through email for the products?
Hang on, let me check real quick.
Okay, no problem. And I'll also be checking my other search engines here just to see if I can pull up anything. For your name in a different location here.
I'm still looking through my email.
It's okay, no, take your time. I was going to suggest, too, maybe if you don't see anything in the junk of a spam folder around the time that you place the order, may want to check, or if you don't see in the inbox, you may want to check the junk or the spam folder. What else could it be under? And what was the product, again, you said that was actually ordered?
The Kettle Ascend.
Kettle Ascend. What, can you tell me exactly what the product does? We sell several different types, so I just want to make sure if it's one of...
It just says Kettle Ascend on the bottle. It's a fat burner.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Fat burner, what might that be under? We'll start at the top. There, to the next one, DC.
I'm not finding that email.
Don't see anything from the emails at all.
Okay, I found the email.
Okay.
You want the order number?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. What would that be?
It's 3.
Okay.
E071E7C2C.
Okay, thank you for that. Should
You're
this
welcome.
Where we need to be here. Let's clear everything else out just so we got the order number here. Copy. Back to the original where we should have been. Mm-hmm. can actually copy it in the right section. There we go. Okay, give me no results there with that one, but although, like I said, it's still not the only place I can search using the order number. I've got a few more other options here that I'm going to go through the list and just see if we can pull up anything with the order number, now that we do have the order number.
Okay.
What usually happens, we're a third-party call center, so we service several different types of companies, online companies, and you know,
right,
the products and the services that they do service range from anywhere from between cosmetics to electronics to weight loss supplements. You know, the list goes on for, you know, all the different products,
right,
that are services. But usually when a customer calls in using the number that's maybe attached to their charge or to their product, it'll pull up the right, actually, you know, search engine here for me, so I can locate their account for them, and that makes it a lot. All I need usually is just the zip code, and that takes me straight to their account. But every now and then, sometimes I guess the system messes up and it links the call with a completely maybe different campaign that, you know, that doesn't have that product on it. So now I have to go through one by one trying to see if I can find the right search engine for your product and for your call.
Right.
It is tedious.
Yeah, it says Cattle Assign ST1.
Cattle Assign. That, honestly, to be familiar, I mean, to be honest, that doesn't sound familiar to me. I'm not saying, like I said, it could be one of our companies. We service.
Yeah,
because
I got the phone number off of the website to cancel the subscription, because they automatically enrolled you in an auto pay, and I didn't realize that, and they're going to charge us on $92, and I don't want that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Let's see. I've got a few, maybe four more search criteria here I want to try here, just using the order number. See if I can pull up anything. And then, of course, that's not the last resort. I've got a few other options. We can try to see if we can locate your charges for you.
Okay.
Definitely make sure we're going to try to locate those. Okay, looks like I'm on the last one here. Still haven't got any matches with that order number. Let me try the last one here and see what that gets me. Okay, no results. Fine with that either. Let's see, what else can we use? We did order number. We did the zip code for the shipping address. Let's see. And you're correct. You have been charged for the amounts for the charges.
Yeah, it says 670 was charged.
Okay, so you have been charged. Do you know the last four digits of that card that has been charged?
Yep, it's 9031.
9031. Okay. Anything matches with that? 9031. And just to make sure I'm looking for the correct spelling and everything like that, maybe I'm missing, you know, a letter or two. Could you verify the spelling of the name that I'm looking for again, first and last name?
It's Beth, B-E-T-H.
Right.
Last name, Salinas, S-A-L-I-N-A-S.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I've been searching for here. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, let's see. Using the card number, I may have been able to locate something here. Let me see. Open the account up. And for security purposes, could you verify the street address for me?
149 Elton Ave.
Okay, thank you very much for that as well.
You're welcome.
So what I'm showing here for us, Miss Beth, and yeah, no problem at all. What I'm showing here is going to be the keto. That's the product on the account. The keto, it's a dietary supplement, 30-day supply, you know, helps you increase metabolism, reduce appetite. But I am showing that the order was placed for that on February the 28th for the $6.70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have we got a chance to receive that first shipment in yet?
Yes.
Okay. Have we got a chance to test it out, maybe?
No, not yet.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Was there a reason we wanted to go ahead and cancel that before getting a chance to test it out?
Yeah, because it's how much it is a month. We can't afford that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I definitely understand the concern with that. Definitely, you know, price is always an issue with stuff like this. And the pricing, I know it can be a little pricey. Of course, I do agree with you that that is due to the all-natural ingredients and, you know, the fact that it does work for a lot of customers there with reducing their stress, anxiety, I'm sorry, you know, increasing their metabolism and reducing their overall weight. But with that said, when customers do express any concerns with financial issues there, we do try to help customers out as much as we can. To start out, we could do a 35% discount for all your future orders if that may help me, you know, fits in the budget a little better.
How much a month would that be?
Monthly, let me get that total for you here. That would be keto is in. So that would be $60.38.
Instead of charging $92, they're offering 35% off for $62.38 a month.
Correct.
Do you want to do that or do you want me to cancel it?
Still be a 30-day supply.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment here just to get the changes activated in the system. So that'll
okay.
be locked in for the future. Of course, the account is still a cancel at any time, so a month, 2 months down the road, if you guys maybe just aren't seeing results or, you know, just feel like maybe, you know, you've met your weight loss goals and you don't really need the products anymore, you know, can always give us a call. It's a cancel at any time. We're 24/7 here. If
okay.
you ever need to adjust the shipping or billing, we can adjust, you know, the address on files. We can adjust the payment methods or the emails on file if we need to. You can always call in and actually skip a shipment if you need to. Like, for instance, maybe if you've got a little built up at the house and maybe, you know, maybe going out of vacation or something and you just don't need 1 month's shipment, give us a call and just let us know and we'll place a pause for 1 month. You'll skip that shipment and then it'll just start reoccurring next shipment or next month.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, we give you a lot of leniency, a lot of freeway there with, you know, your shipments. You can offer those as much as you like. I've got the discount in place, though, so you'll receive those at 30% off from here on out until you do decide to cancel with us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yep. No problem. Any other questions you had for me today?
No, that was all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.